1, 2, 3.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the new T. Gwynn. My name is Kevin Tansley and I'm the head teacher of the school. T. Gwynn opened in the 1960s, but before we moved, the people's needs couldn't really be met. The building was falling to pieces and we had very few specialist facilities. Complete project, I believe it's in the region of 16 and a half million, and in fact at the end we made no cuts to the original design and we've kitted it out with new furniture, new computers, new resources. We've got what we want.
My name's Sue Groves. I'm a children's community nurse at T. Gwynn Special School in Cardiff. We're employed by the NHS, so we're NHS staff who are based in education, and we're kept busy. So this is the treatment room, and this is used for carrying out treatments, for example, dressings, changing tubes, that sort of thing. I think if you talk to parents of children with complex health needs, they're under lots of different professionals and they have to attend lots of different clinics. But we're really lucky in that most things are done in this building. When they come to school, they're able to, you know, access lots of different experiences. And some of the children only access that because there's nurses here to meet those medical needs.
My name's Hayley Norris. My son is Jonah. He's 4 years old and he's profoundly disabled, but generally he's very, very happy. Basically, Jonah is totally 24/7 reliant on myself and others to look after his needs. So T. Gwynn was really the only option for Jonah. Mainstream just would not have been suitable at all. And, you know, progress that he's made is just absolutely unbelievable. And I'm sure that it's down, to the work that they do here with these children. Even though it's very small steps, you know, there's significant steps for Jonah.
Every room in the school has got access to music which is played through the central office. There's different channels. And that's in every room in the school, so that when the children are being changed, they can have music. And apparently the children are responding really positively. This is a special piece of kit which we bought. It's called OptiMusic. And basically these units will fire down a laser beam onto the floor, and it will enable somebody with limited movement, just a head movement, a hand movement, or whatever it is, to be able to create some music. And in the hands of somebody who's as expert as our music specialist, Andy Pitcock, it's wonderful for the children. They can really get into making music.
I'm Andy Pitcock, and I'm the music man here. So I come to the school, and I help people make lots of noise. A lot of the children that we see here don't have any spoken vocabulary. So music is a way of actually being able to express something of yourself. And it's a fantastic tool to be able to use, really. I don't work with people with disabilities. I'm working with people with different abilities. It's a really subtle difference, but it's finding ways musically to be able to work with their abilities.
All children are entitled to an education. These children have a right, and because they happened to be unfortunately born or develop conditions whereby they have very profound learning difficulties, doesn't mean to say that they don't have the same rights as other children.
It's absolutely essential that there are schools like this. You know, I just can't imagine where we would be if it wasn't for schools like T. Gwynn. You know, it makes such a difference to us as a family that we know he's somewhere safe, that he's being cared for, and it's just lovely to be able to see him so happy in school. What's the Kieran?